on one level you answer the person, on another level you're figuring out who that person is, on a third level you're finding either an openness or a defensiveness or whatever. So this is really, and I would like it to come with blah, 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 blah. And the reason I want that is, one, blah, blah should be a very freeing sound. Two, it frees this area, and it really pulls the breath forward. So if you will not hold away from the blah, blah sound, and some people do, because it offends them. One of the things about acting is you then have to be open to silliness, what seems like silliness. You know, some people really don't want to be silly. What a blah, blah, blah to me is both silly but very useful. Right? So you can be open to blah, 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 blah. You can also be able to say, I love you. I love you totally. You feel the same freedom. It begins with a muscular freedom, which then tells the brain that I'm not afraid of this. So just take, I'm going to count 6, 7, and then have your characters. And then what I want is for you to move around both, and then somehow one lands somewhere, the other person. Someone will start speaking as one does at that part. Five, 6, 7. Okay, stand up. And then I'm going to, and just stay in character and stay at the party, but I'm going to remind you, you know, to release shoulder blades so that you learn to act with some of the techniques we're working on. Okay. So release chest, and remember, you won't feel great. Keep releasing the shoulder blades, think of the street lamps. Okay. Stop for a minute, guys, because it is good. Did you feel that you were both sort of responding? Now I'm going to say this. I want freedom, Glia, but I don't want it so much in the hands as I want a freedom on the inside. Mm-hmm. And you were free. Really, you were doing very well. But the freedom was finding itself in that. Yeah. Uh-huh. And let's see whether we could, see, we'll want that at some other time, but not today. Mm-hmm. The test today is getting that freedom on the inside. With you, with Glia, there was the beginning of real freedom. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. And with you, there was a restrained. Physically, you were more restrained, but mentally, you were more open. Not maybe more open, but you were open mentally. Physically, you were restrained. You were not restrained physically, which is what I want. I want you also to be open mentally to it. Go back again and be at the party. Breathe, guys. Don't forget to breathe. Feel the center.
Can I do that?
Absolutely, do it. Yeah. And let the breath keep moving deep.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. Blah 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 and blah 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 blah.
Okay. Okay. This is what's happening. There is. Do you remember the freedom that you both felt when we were doing that figure eight exercise? I would like you to work, to do this as though you were, you know, from some other land, you know, Martians, who go to a party and go, blah, 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 blah. And I want that because the exercise is getting crazy. But what's happening is, Steve, you're tightening up.
Yeah,
terribly, okay? So we're not going to let that happen. And, Glia, you were more open. Did you feel it? But I was getting too much activity at the hands.
I'm aware of it.
Good. Okay. So you see, in other classes, I don't know what other teachers do, but the memory I have of other classes was that as long as you were free, the teacher didn't care what you did with your body or what you did with your hands. I want it all. I want the bodies to be blah 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 blah. Blah 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 blah. You see, I want the beauty of it, plus the freedom of it, okay? Plus the imagination. Whatever you can bring into these women is what I want. You must lighten up in the eye. That's what I want. Okay? Good. And I think that you're holding your breath.
Mm. Yeah.
Aren't you? See, that's one of the reasons the body is tightening up and the eye is getting somber, is because the memory, what's happening is there's a physical memory that you have, that whenever you do act, or perhaps even go to parties, I know I speak high up in my... This is what I speak at a party, huh?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's me being totally...
Parties are tough.
Oh, yes, they are tough. The memory, I close off the breath and make my voice higher. Your memory is to close off the breath, and what happens is the eye becomes dark gray and the body becomes compressed. Then you think that acting is hard. So this time you've got to somehow get that breath moving through the figure eight, and let the figure eight go on, and this part is doing something different. Okay? Go ahead, try again. Now swing into it. Talk to her.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah.
Okay, stop for a minute. I think this is working a little better, isn't it? What I'd like you to do is don't do the arms now, but do a slight jumping, like, you know, like this. And look at each other and talk to each other.
You mean jumping up and down?
Or hold on to what you have to.
Yes.
Not that you're that huge.
No, but...
yeah, but there's nothing to... Yeah, but you can hold on to...
Can you do this little thing right there?
Sure, even that. But I want the body to be made to move. Okay? And do you, if you can, do a little more jumping. Because I want the body... and some of you guys get tight. And hands out of pockets.
I know, I'm just pushing the...
They were put. Now, talk to each other. And make sure you're at a party.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah.
Good.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah.
And then I want it a third less until I want you seemingly still. As a matter of fact, you can be still now. Be still, but have that same quality. Talk to each other quick before I lose it.
Blah, 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 blah.
Thing at the end.
It was like I knew what she was saying.
I know.
Oh my God.
So the words were there. Let us say that the next time we do it, maybe we'll have words there. But what was important was that the bodies began to accept the situation. Did you feel that yours really lightened up?
Mm-hmm.
And that feeling of compression inside the body is really unpleasant. You don't want it.
Well, it also felt like that I wasn't stopping to think of, you know, well, what am I really going to say next time?
Yeah.
It was just kind of coming.
Uh-huh.
And I guess that's a result of not...
Exactly. Everything works together. So that the freedom that you had when you abandoned yourself to the floor for the beginning of this next exercise, you lost it. Then the jumping gave you that same freedom in spite of yourself, you know, in spite of your desire to lock it in. And then you began to see how ideas really just moved into the mind. The same thing was working for you. There was spontaneity and there was gaiety. Did you feel that?
I felt like I was three quarters of the way to letting go. I mean, where there's no thinking.
Uh-huh.
Or else maybe it was coming and going, kind of, maybe. The thinking was coming and going.
Sometimes I stop a lesson. I try not to stop it, too soon. You know, I try to get you to sort of make it all the way. Perhaps I stopped you just a niche too soon.
Oh, no, yeah. By three quarters, I mean out of my own fear. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it would have happened completely.
All right, let's say
today.
Yeah.
You know what
that's
I'm
right.
Saying.
Okay, if ever, by the way, you're really there, you know, and I like a dum-dum, don't feel it and stop you, keep going, and I will understand that you're just going to make it, okay? So don't, I mean, if there's a time when you don't want to listen to my command, don't. Generally, I say it at the right time, and it's a good thing that we stop at that point. But this is a little thing to keep in mind. Okay, the sense of what that feeling is what now has to come in when you don't jump around. The body still is that light. It goes jump, jump, blah, 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 blah. You feel the breath is still going, and you feel that this is still going, and that there's a lightness in the body. Okay, stop the exercise again, and then gently come to what seems like not jumping around, but the inside is still moving. Okay? But when I say it's moving, what you have to understand is that we are never still. Look, I may be sitting like this. I seem to be in repose. Now listen. My breath is going all the time. My heart is pumping. The factory inside is never at rest. My heart is pumping. The veins are, moving up and down through my body. The large intestine is moving its matter down through the large intestine. My skin is actually moving in that it's moving the dead cells to the surface or something like that. So that this is happening. My hair is growing, right? And my eyes are seeing. And yet I seem to be totally still. Okay? So if you can remember that and say, gee, this is real, I'm never really still. I am calm, I am in repose, but I never stop, because if we stopped, we would be dead. So that when you stop this gross exercise of jumping around, when you stop, there is this life inside that's moving through, and the breath is the conveyor, moving through the courtesy of the breath, out into space. Okay? So that you must feel that life inside of you as you go, oh, 1, 2, 3, A, B, C, C, D, E. That's what I'd like you to feel this time around. So jump harder. You have to jump harder than do it.
Okay, try that again.
I'll just swing.
That's right. Yeah, do whatever you need. He needs the jumping.
Blah, 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 blah,
Blah, blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah.
Okay, nice. Very nice. Did you feel free? There was freedom. There was freedom. And there was wit. It was, you know, did you notice that you didn't reach for wit? You didn't get scared about being witty? It was just there. It came to you because the situation was sort of calling it to you. That's what acting is. So now let's take numbers, okay? 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, so that we bring ourselves to words. So by the end of the hour, we will be using social words with each other. Alright? Try using numbers now. Jumping.
Yes. Or jumping.
It's bringing color to your cheeks, my dear.
That's probably the only exercise I'll get all
week. Funny feeling is it's good for you, except don't overdo it. One of us is slightly retarded, so she's still with the blah blah.
Okay, there you go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Unfortunately, you're going to have to use words. You're going to have to use the words of the author someday. So, if you just happen to be somebody at a party who is like, you know, if they go blah blah, just do your best, Cleo.
I didn't even realize I was doing it.
So I didn't either. Well, you did it for me. I thought, oh, she's doing it again.
First, I didn't even think about it.
Oh, God.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, that's the funniest thing. I think I better say, dear tape recorder, I would like to know that this is Dean McMillan. Okay, see whether if she blah blahs.
He's
going. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, stop for just a minute. You missed the clue, Leah, just then. When Dee began to cough, she began, see, you didn't listen. And this is a wonderful acting exercise. When you began to cough, you went, 1, 2, 3, 4, like so, and you weren't there. Okay? So, yeah, you know why? One of the things is that wasn't really part of the exercise, but the one thing one does is listen.
Right.
And was it you who asked me what was the catalyst? No, that was some other student. I remember David also, we were doing an exercise, and I said, David, you missed the boat on this little thing. You didn't hear. He said, well, what's the catalyst for? I said, well, listen to the way I gave you the cue. I said, oh, are you going to go? And then he went like this, because he was so involved with his own responses in terms of the character that he didn't hear. So you see, acting is easy. Acting, this is why I keep saying acting is easy. It's easy because had you listened to her, you would have had a whole
sure,
a whole other thing to take off of. And once again, I'm glad that it happened, because in these ridiculous exercises, this is where you learn it from, where it doesn't mean two beams. But, okay, begin again. Throw those numbers out. Anyone? Oh, yes. It is. It's a wonderful physical thing. Only this one person, Filch, who was brought up in a very polite, was Boston and very good society, and it offended this one person to go blah, 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 because it was so against.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really a glorious sound. It's a releasing sound.
It feels
it
great.
It has vibrations. It has energy. Exactly. And, by the way, I go to that often when I'm practicing or rehearsing. If I find that there's the least bit of self-consciousness in what I'm doing, I will then go to my lines and go, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll move into the words, sitting tonight, in your hearing me, it's the blah, blah, blah that released me away from reviews, what will people say, tightness in the muscle, whatever. Okay? Now I'm going to add one thing, that when I went blah, 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 and then I went sitting tonight, darling, this part of my right arm moved in just a little. It was so slight that you didn't know. But because I felt it, it meant that I wasn't totally accepting of myself at that moment. So I repeat it, and I leave the arm alone, and then I'll go, blah, 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 blah. Didn't you know, darling? And you're hearing me, darling. Did you feel it?
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel that it was sort of free of sound?
Mm-hmm.
That was because of that much. It was so tiny. But maybe it happened in my arm because I thought, oh dear, here I go, interrupting their exercise, telling them something and doing it myself, and I'm taking a minute. You never know why those things happen. For whatever reason, you release it. So that you work with an empty body and an empty mind.
Although not as empty as mine.
I
don't
think I wanted to move into that trap. Okay, do it. And count or whatever, and just the thing is breathe.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One, two.
Good.
Five.
Keep going deep, but also release the tension in the shoulder. As you do it, stay natural and release the tension. You will learn how to do both. Keep going.
Seven.
Good for you.
Well, 1, 2, 3, 4. 12. 13. 5. 98. What? 1, 2.
And release the tension in the back and let the back settle down as though the shoulder blades settle down towards the waist. And the back, the top of the back settles down. But keep going. Don't let me change the exercise.
3, 4, 9, 10. And 5. And 7.
And deradiate through the chest, open through the armpits.
Uh-huh. 10, 9. What?
Good.
2, 3, 4.
You're getting it, Dee. That's it.
11. 68.
Uh-huh. And Glia, let the shoulder blades just settle down. Then not the shoulders so much as the back. Keep going.
9.
Let the breath come through the body.
10. 12, 13, 14.
Five.
15, 17, 75.
can. Okay, good work. Nice work. It's getting there. Do you feel it? Now listen, guys, I know it's hard on you when I throw this stuff in. Be able to take it like water off a duck's back. I mean, for the, like kids do, who listens to their mother, right? But you were, did you notice that you began to do it, see, and that you were still able to stay in the mood?
Mm-hmm.
I think when I threw it at you, Gloria, I threw you a little bit because I saw the front part of the shoulder go down.
Mm-hmm.
It was too self-conscious.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with Dee, because she couldn't do it right away and I kept saying it to her, little by little the body just slid into place. That's what I want. I want the work to smoothly begin to connect to the right physical self. Otherwise, this work won't be useful. All right? We got to get it all. Now, I do want words, and I think what I'm going to do is give you the words. And you're going to stay with that. Well, let's say that you can begin with self-consciousness. Why do we care? And then maybe move into a spontaneity or the sense of humor or whatever, or make a complete fuss. Why don't we start with the word, I did. Did you? I did. Did you? Just those words, I did and did you. And see, the words are simple, but they will allow for meaning to come in. At the same time, I want that freedom inside the body. Watch my hand. The fingers of my hand are locking in, and this is what will happen to you guys, and as soon as I see it, so don't you think about it. Let me be the thinker, see? You just sort of say the words and respond to each other, and in the meantime, I will say, release, release, and there'll be an opening up as you somewhat remember it from the beginning of the lesson. Good? So finally, you're saying with your hands nice and wide, and unimpeded, you're saying, I did, you didn't, did you? That's like this. Mm-hmm. And you get used to connecting words and expression to a body that isn't frightened. The mm-hmm. breath, the breath. Blow out, girls, and begin.
I did.
You did?
I did.
Did you? I did. And deep while you're at it, the right hip is thrown way out to the side, so keep symmetrical.
Did.
And don't straighten up because I say so. Let it happen.
I did.
Keep that street lamp so that will center you.
Did you? I did. Yes. I did. I did.
The right hip is way out.
Did you?
I did.
You really did.
I did.
Did
you? Yes, that's nice. Keep breathing, Julie.
You did? I did.
Okay, and don't touch the doorknob there. It's a crunch. Uh-huh.
I did. You did?
And the right shoulder and that muscle that tightens up on glands that you've
you
studied.
Did?
Leave that.
I
just
did.
Leave it alone.
I did.
See, don't straighten it out. Just
did
leave
you?
It alone.
I did.
That's nice
did
work
you?
Now. See, you're in shape.
I did.
And breathe.
I
guys.
Did. I did.
No, I
you
did.
You did. I did. You did. I did.
Okay, and do your shape is on the lopsided again.
You did.
Stay
I did.
Stay center.
I did.
Keep that center.
Yeah.
You chin did. In here, to there. See, this is moving out like that. Isn't it? Okay.
You did?
Keep going.
I did. You did? And then I did.
Oh, my God.
And then she did.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, God, I don't believe it.
Keep going. Keep going. And now you can sit. One sit on the sofa and one sit on the floor. And keep the conversation going or the argument.
You did?
I did.
I did.
Well, I did.
He did and she did and...
Yeah. And Gloria, when you work, I don't want the fingers to twaddle unnecessarily. So move the breath through to the fingers. Let the tension go out of them, and then it's just breath to thought to
I
word.
I did.
Good.
You did. I did. You did.
They all did.
They all did. Not all.
Let the conversation grow.
You did, and
I really did.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
And if you wanted words to grow into it, let them grow.
Well, that doesn't sound very good.
Good. Very nice. Keep going.
He did. But it's okay.
And it doesn't matter if you just stay with one word or with several. Just keep the body free.
Well, when I did,
Okay, that's okay. Let me ask you, are you beginning to feel somewhat okay?
I'm beginning to feel more comfortable.
I think you are. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that it's possible, that it's possible to feel comfortable in the mind somewhere, in the breath, mm-hmm. and that the body need not give little screams of panic? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that one can go, I did, you did, oh, did you, and when did you did? Yeah. Do you feel that you are...
At least it was a flop!
Do you notice that you're beginning to move into your own natural wit and your own spontaneity? Even though I was really driving you crazy with your hip, your shoulder, your...
Yeah, well, actually that's very good, because not only does it make me think about that, but it makes me think about what you do when you say you have to make an adjustment when you're in the middle of something and you still have to carry it off with a character.
Good.
So that does, even though it drives me nuts, it does make me stop and think about that. That's like a little challenge and a little...
Good word. Yes, let's talk about that word adjustment. What we had said was that the adjustment is physical. When we make the adjustment on a physical level, it is a natural, rightful thing to do. It's only when we go, oh my God, I should have done this, or oh my God, I'm making a mistake, or oh, this isn't what I'm supposed to be doing. When we say words to ourselves, that's when we go crazy. So yes, adjustments are physical. So pretty soon we'll be acting on this physical level. What we're doing, what really is moving into the body, feeling good in our own body, letting the source of physical response, a vocal response, come where from? The body, right? From the breath as it moves through the torso, over the tongue. Do you feel the blah blah? You feel the vibrations there? Those vibrations are energy, and that energy is constantly renewing itself. I mean, it's a physical thing. I think it could be measured. If we had a machine here, mm-hmm. it could measure that, okay? So every time you go, it did, or blah blah, what you're doing is renewing the energy and your desire to participate in the exercise. When that happens, you know, you don't know simultaneously or what serendipitously or what's the other word, symbiotically, this energy awakens mental energy. Mental energy moves into physical energy. If you think of this whole world as a cycle, you know, a spiral, and energy is given out, you pick up her energy, she picks up yours, and then the physical energy really moves back into the body through the breath. I think when we hear this stuff in yoga, you know, or it's scary because we don't know what it is, but when you really are feeling it and it goes blah, 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 do you feel it? This thing is constantly renewing. So it's energy begets energy. Where do you get the energy? From your own source, from that free tongue, which takes the breath and moves it right to the words. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the ship sailed into. Oh, Maud, hello, I'm Hannah May. How are you? Do you feel the energy thing? It's continuing vibrations that are not split. We'll talk about that in a minute. So vibrations that are continuous leads to a wealth of energy. The other person picks up the energy, and is that my energy is the catalyst, let's say, for your energy, D. So you pick up from my sound, and you say, oh, you did. See? And then that energy moves through the soles of your feet, up through your body, the breath comes in, and it's revolving out of you. When you feel this quality of life in you, you desire to have more life. Okay. What was that thing I was going to say when I said I'd say more about
split vibration?
Let me say what this is. just as we don't have to move all the time in order to keep moving. This is what we talked about when we began the hour again, that the body is always in movement, even though we seem to be sitting totally still. So too, vibrations can be ongoing, even though we may not be speaking. For example, if I say, "You did you feel it?" It's like in tennis, huh? In tennis, you hit the ball and then you follow through. It's the follow through. This is what I'm talking about in, let us say, simple speech patterns. It would be breath, energy, vibration. You did follow through. As I follow through, it gives my breath a chance to move back into the body. Oh, yes, you did. I saw you. Energy moving. Continued vibrations. At one point, a couple of points in the little connection, the little scene that you both were doing, there would be moments when your vibrations would stop. Leah, as you thought of the next thing to do, that meant tiny little empty space, that meant panic, okay? I mean, this is, but it was the tiniest form of it. So yours would go like this. Oh, you did. Mm-hmm. Oh, did you? Did you feel it? No vibrations moving. Mm-hmm. So vibrations move because one has breath. All right? So think of the tennis, think of the follow through as you next do the exercise. That's making sense, okay? Then in acting, let me take it to a scene. Suppose it were, you were Maud from the play A Couple of White Chicks, and you were Hannah Mae. So Hannah Mae is going through the bushes. Watch the unspoken number of vibrations. It's hello. Did you feel the vibrations as I watched? The vibrations came back into my body, and then as they moved forward, it went, hello, I'm Hannah Mae. Mm-hmm. Did you feel it? Mm-hmm. So that there's a kind of movement, and the breath is moving through the whole thing, even when you don't have anything to say, even when you don't have anything to think. You know, in life, we don't think all the time. There are times when we are just quiet. Like, for example, so let's see. Did you see what happened? I didn't have any ideas. I mean, there was something, but there wasn't anything active going on. Well, you get my... Did you see what I just did? There was a kind of empty space. Emptiness is as good as fullness. That's what we have to understand. The only emptiness that doesn't serve us is when we cut the vibrations off. So that emptiness isn't real emptiness when we're working well. Does that make sense? I hesitated. Emptiness isn't real emptiness when we're working well. Did you feel that space in between? Somehow that emptiness had the beginnings of meaning, but it didn't have, I didn't know what I meant yet. Why not in acting also? Why not trust that? So that is... remember when we talked about breathing is like the ocean wave? The wave starts from somewhere mysteriously out there in the ocean. And then we don't even know it's moving forward towards the beach, towards the shore. And it is, and then suddenly it becomes evident in the form of a huge wave. And then that wave breaks into bubbles on the shore. At the time it's breaking into bubbles, it's already without our knowing it. We don't even see it, but we realize after a moment that it has been moving back all the time. There seems to be sometimes a hiatus in the wave pattern, doesn't there? After it breaks, nothing happens, or seemingly, and then suddenly there's a movement back, and the next wave is already moving forward. That hiatus is real, you see, so that we have hiatus in our own breathing, just as we have a hiatus in our own thinking. at first, when I teach breathing to the students, some students think that you have to breathe all the time. You know, that you have to go, and then it comes in, and then it goes out. And if it doesn't happen, they get scared and make it happen. That's not so. Until one day I realized that one student was going and wasn't allowing that hiatus. The body knows when it wants to take it in and when it's ready. And once we realized that was what the problem was, she allowed it. And once the breath began to move in, she just sort of followed it with her attention until it came up into these cheeks, you know, and she set sail, the ship sailed into. Does that make sense? So too with a pause in between a thought. Let's say you would say, Leah, you would say to Dee, did you? You did? I saw you. Did you feel that those pauses were not totally active, and yet they were part of a natural way of thinking? So good, let's now go back into the thing. Don't conscientiously use it. Just say, what would it be like if I did, if I just went according to that breath? What would it be like if there was a pause? The scene would still go on. Okay? All right, we have just about 3 more minutes for the lesson.
You did?
You did.
You did.
You did.
But you did.
And breathe deep, even though you're on the floor, honey. Breathe.
I know you did.
I did. Good. And keep breathing, Dee.
Me?
And breathe. You say
did.
She did, Dee, so that the breath will come out. Say she did. And keep saying she.
Did.
Let the breath come out, Dee. Work on the breath.
And I did.
And Leah also. Don't conscientiously take the breath.
And she did?
Just let it fill.
She.
That's good work.
Did. Wow. She did.
Good work, Leah. That was unimpeded sound connected to breath.
She didn't. She did.
And I like the position, Dee, but just don't let the back get tense.
She did. Yeah, she did.
Good work. Do you feel that smoothness? I want more smoothness, mm-hmm. Dee. Move out into space.
She did. And she didn't.
Okay, let's stop.
I think she did.
Yeah. Good, let's stop it. Did you begin to feel it? A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. At first, when you do it, you're a little bit self-conscious about it. So the next time that you guys come, let's say that you will sort of, in the week to come, what the teacher is saying is that all I need to do is be natural. I mean, be real. Be human. Mm-hmm. You know, and then think, what is humanness? I mean, when we start to act, we get so nervous with all this damn technique that we think, we don't know what real is, you know? And yet real is the body not twisting when you speak, the breath finding its way out, she did. See, you are so clever at not breathing, Dee, that even when I gave you an SH, you were able to cut the breath off. Yeah. But that's all right. Keep going. I will keep nagging. So you stay...
Sure. There's a tremendous amount of calmness that has to come in, though, in order to do this.
Yeah.
With that breath.
That's right.
I mean, otherwise, I just don't see any way to do it at all.
I didn't mind that you did it calmly this time around. I was aware of that. So that you were physically experiencing what it must be like to go, she did, you did. You really had it, and you saw that thing. For a first time in your life to work that way, it was okay to work calmly and slowly. Mm-hmm. Just to say, gee, this does feel good. Mm-hmm. Then what happens is, in time, that's going to become wilder, faster, and still stay the same.
Look, she did, she didn't, she did. But you notice how I cheat and trick, and you notice how I go, she did not. But that's my way of finding my way to that feeling. She did, she didn't. She did, I tell you she did. I know she did. Oh, come on, don't tell me that. Yes. Did you feel it? I was doing the same thing and making it totally crazy and varied. You will be able to do that once you get familiar with what it feels like initially to do it. So good. Do you have any questions before we meet next week again? You begin to see how we go from this, the simplest, most mindless part of the exercise, and then we connect simplicity to mind. And that's acting. Okay, that's all for today, guys. Good. Wonderful. Great. Ever wants to go through them after I'm dead? That's really what I'm interested in. You know, is after I'm dead. The kids will know what I was thinking about.
You should use them in writing.
Yeah, every once in a while I think of writing a book. I'm so busy that, but I do scribble things down and I put them in a big box. And
it is hard to keep hold of things.
Yeah, it is. But every time I come upon a phrase that's useful, I try to write it down. So, let's, in bringing ourselves back, you know, to where we were, often when we're in a play, for example, if we were in a... Yeah, what's wrong with
that? I feel
crooked. Is it the chair or you? Both?
It's me. Oh, it's not the chair.
Okay. Then we'll just make believe. I mean, you can feel that way. And what we'll do is just sort of keep doing it, and maybe it will just find its place. Sometimes in a play, the way we really bring ourselves back to a certain point, let's say we stop in the middle of a scene, is just very simply to state, he entered the room, she was crying, he went to the table, she looked up, then he said. And suddenly we're there, because our mind gets there very, very quickly. So let's you this time talk about what this whole idea of we may be able to put it into consecutive steps, but at the moment say what you remember of what we had done.
It's been a long time. That's what it makes me think of.
Sure. And it is a long time. I too feel...
No, I don't mean since we've been doing it, but we have been doing it a long time.
Not really. Not really. No, less than a year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's not a long time.
Seems long. Seems long. Seems like a lot. Mm-hmm. Well, we started when you said, what do you want? And I said, to be more audible. Mm-hmm. And then we talked and did a lot about breathing and about where the sound is on the tongue. And about relaxing the tongue. And then it seems as if it started to subtly shift, and we were talking more about relaxing, not just the tongue. And we've worked on relaxing other things, shoulders, arms, sort of circling back to the having the breath come and meet the idea and having it all just happen. It seemed to me that a lot of things were happening that had to do with just being aware of body feelings, not I didn't especially talk that, but that was what was happening. And emotions that seemed to go with them. What else?
Okay, good. I think that you have an idea of it, but let's say, if I had been saying it, I would have been more specific with each with each description. So, yes, yours is a sort of general thing. Now, in the time that you have been in Europe, and I have been working with other students, one thing did happen that made me realize that I really believe in this stuff. I believe in it more and more. So what happened is one of the girls, who wants to be an actress, we had come to the development where she was able to walk across the room and in the style of movie queen of the 1920s, turn and with the proper words say, Lily left her laundry on the lawn, you know, something crazy like that, to get the L's forward, the breath, and at the same time have that body be open. And she did it. And what was missing was that charisma that you sometimes see in those actresses of that period, where they take the stage and they know that this is what they do better than the rest of the girls in the chorus, and that's why they get to say that one line. And when I said that word charisma, she understandably got very upset. One, because shouldn't I have this anyway? Now, shouldn't I know this? If I don't have it, how does one get that? That scares me more than anything I had said to her. And I said, it was the end of the lesson, and I was hard put for that moment to keep her confidence, you know, her confidence in herself, because you could see that it had just thrown her.
Yeah.
And so I said that I had added that word charisma at the end of the lesson. It was as though it were next week's quiz. You know, you give the 10 little questions to see how much of next week's work they would know. And that charisma is a technique like everything else. And that one gets to learn it. That Cary Grant wasn't Cary Grant when he first began in movies. He was Archie Leach. And then little by little, the techniques of charisma and personality and etc., he became Cary Grant. He wasn't Cary Grant psychologically to begin with.
Do you think that's true?
That absolutely
charisma
true.
Is a technique?
Yes. Hmm. Yes. Okay. So this is what happened, and it kept her quiet. I mean, it kept her sort of willing to listen, you know, when I said, well, this is next week's work, and I just wanted to see how much you knew. But then I left for Milwaukee, and I thought a lot about it. And I realized that it's all muscular, more even than I've said before. And it was that incident that made me realize it. So that when you said, and it sort of has to do with body feelings, you know, and the students aren't beginning to accept body feeling, they're still not as accepting of it as I, and even I got thrown more into believing it. And this is what I believe, that when the student, after she had had about 6 lessons with me, she was able to go like this, you know, to open her arms and accept the width of her body that was her biological right to live in that particular space, that she had that right to do it, and it wasn't anything that she didn't not belong. Everyone belongs in his, her space. Some of us who have more energy will sort of move out into a larger space. Some of us not. But none of us have to squeeze into a smaller space because we were given that right at birth. She was able to do this. Now, this meant releasing certain tensions in the body, certain noticeable tensions, like the shoulders being too tight, narrowing from the center of the body out to each shoulder, narrowing that space. And as she worked with me each lesson, she was able to take more space from the center line of the body out to the shoulders. So this enabled her to move back and forth somewhat like a movie queen of the 20s. What was missing in that last thing when I said, give me charisma, was that deep inside there was still a hold, a muscular hold. In a marrow bone, you know, there are little air holes in there. And when I said, even those little air holes have more space, you know, that they're not crowded together, but that they're allowed to take their place deep inside the bone, then she understood that holding, you can hold visibly, then the hole becomes deeper, darker inside, and then inside. So that it really is, finally, it's giving up that last muscular hold, that last tightening that keeps you from saying, I am who I am. And when I came back and I said that to her, it did make sense. And she saw how, yes, it was that, again, I was able to put it into physical terms to make that sort of aura that we wanted for her. The aura couldn't happen because the physical was still holding back. A funny thing happened when I was in Milwaukee. I met Bob Corrigan. He was traveling through Milwaukee. He's now in Dallas, Texas, traveling through Milwaukee to go to Canada for American Theatre University Convention. And he was a little bit curious. You know, he took it for granted that I wasn't teaching what is taught generally in the regular workshop. But I said to him, Bob, it's all muscular. You know, and that look in his eye. He didn't say anything, but there was a funny look in his eye. She's gone too far. And really, I can't tell this to other people because they will think that I've gone too far. And it takes me and the student time after, you know, lesson after lesson to finally be able to say, it is muscular. It is. That once that acceptance of the body, once one just allows the body to be what it is, and not to hold back. See, every time we make a tiny little hold, we're holding the breath. Do this for a minute, Deb. Take your fingers, and from empty, yeah, see, you're empty now. Now, just move them a little bit toward each other. Just that much, okay? Now, let's just stay this way, and I want you to see how that tiny, tiny hold is going to make it a little harder for you to breathe. Count to 10.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Good. Now, let's really release that little hold. And now, count to 10.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Absolutely. So that's what I'm talking about. How incredible it is that this much will hold the breath back. So that what you were sort of discovering in your lessons before you went to Europe isn't yet deeply committed to.
Scratch your surface is about all.
Exactly, look at me. I mean, I had to go to Milwaukee based on that last lesson I had with the girl to come back and say, it's what I'm saying. But I didn't know how much it is what I'm saying. So I think, you know, if I knew the physics of what it's like in a cave, for the echo in a cave, you know, there must be a physics must have an explanation for that. But it would seem to me that in a cave, if you put your lips to a certain portion of that cave, you can really...